This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, now that I'm on the record as wanting the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, let's all just move on, shall we, to the actual broadcast of the game and the ads that will air therein. We've still got more than a week to go, but advertisers seem not to be content to wait. They are rolling out teasers online and on TV. Yes, they are ads promoting the ads, ladies and gentlemen. It's come to that. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the story of how a 30-second spot on game day has become a weeks-long media blitz.
In this Toyota teaser on YouTube, actor and former football player Terry Crews drives down a dusty road and encounters a seemingly abandoned painted bus.
Anybody need help? Need help?
It looks pretty much like a movie trailer, which makes sense because there is a tie-in with the new Muppets movie coming out in March. But this trailer is promoting Toyota's Super Bowl ad, coming out in the second quarter of the game. Russ Cobley is advertising manager for Toyota Motor Sales USA.
We want to try to build as much engagement before the game and create some of that buzz ahead of the game where people are talking about it with friends and family.
Ah, the magic words of marketing in the age of social media. Engagement. Buzz.
This year, we're seeing more elaborate campaigns in advance of the Super Bowl than we have ever seen before.
Tim Calkins teaches marketing at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. He points to Bud Light. It's running six different teasers on the web and on TV.
I suspect when everything's done, Bud Light would have spent as much on the teaser spots as they would have spent on the actual Super Bowl.
Volkswagen's Justin Osborne says, all told, a Super Bowl campaign can run around $10 million these days, but that can buy a lot of attention.
Now, all of a sudden, for this two-week period, everyone in America is actually interested in advertising and actually wants to watch it. And so it's a great way for us to extend the actual spot itself.
VW unveiled this teaser this week, poking fun at the mania.
By isolating your most successful humor ads, we have developed an algorithm to make the ultimate commercial for your big American football festival. Let's watch.
Let's just say the car is the least memorable part. Some companies still prefer the surprise attack. For several years, Chrysler has kept mum about its plans for the big game and then made a big splash, like with last year's God Made a Farmer ad featuring a speech by the late broadcaster Paul Harvey. Amy Beamer is with SpotBowl.com.
It was a surprise. People were engaged. All that stuff was just tied up in a very neat bow, and they got a lot of traction there.
Because teaser or no teaser, more than 100 million viewers tune in to watch the Super Bowl. And Beamer says as many as half of them are there just for the ads. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.